Now, when we think of wildfires, we might think of the western part of the U.S. But we've experienced some substantial fires here in Wisconsin in the distant past and in more recent years. Spring is the time wildfires are most likely to happen in the state when snow has melted, humidity is low, and people burn yard waste. Earlier this month, the state DNR listed 52 counties as very high risk for wildfires. That's gone down a lot since then. Our next guest has advice on preventing wildfires in the spring and throughout the year. Catherine Cooley is a wildfire prevention specialist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Catherine, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much, Rob. Always great to be here.
Can you talk a little more about why spring is seen sometimes as peak wildfire season in the state?
You know, that's such a great question to start with, because I think there are a lot of misconceptions out there. Spring is certainly wildfire season in Wisconsin. You know, shortly after that snow cover disappears and right before vegetation fully greens out, that is really the peak of our fire season. You know, a lot of times we see the Western fire situation, you know, really heating up over the summer. But ours is before that summertime occurs. So certainly we're on the downslope of our peak. But certainly, you know, there are opportunities for more fires to occur.
Yeah. Earlier this month, wow, 52 counties at very high risk. Happily, that's come down since then. Does that time of year get to be a nail biter for you?
Absolutely. It's been a busy couple weeks here. And certainly this year was more of a traditional fire season in the sense where, you know, kind of started in the southern part of the state and moved north as that snow cover disappeared. But we've been steady, you know, since mid-March. And, you know, usually fire season, you know, the bulk of that fire activity wraps up by Labor Day. So we're on track for a very average fire year.
What are some of the most common causes of a wildfire here in the state?
So believe it or not, 98% of our fires are caused by people. And, you know, the good news is 98% of them can be prevented. You know, the biggest thing we see is folks getting out, you know, with that living with that snow and wanting to get out and clean up around your yard. And then folks choosing to burn that stuff. So, you know, leaves, brush, pine needles, and then deciding to light that stuff up and have a fire. And a lot of times, you know, people don't know the rules. They don't know the fire danger, or they walk away from their fire. And a lot of times that's what causes the damage.
If people are going to burn that yard waste like that, what are the rules? What do they need to know before they do it?
So I kind of like to think of it in terms of like a three-step process. So think of, you know, before you decide to burn, you know, during your burn and then after your burn. So before you decide you want to burn your pile, you know, consider alternatives. You know, there are other options out there. You don't have to burn that pile. Know what the burning permits are. Follow the rules on that permit. You know, a lot of times people just get the permit and think, oh, I'm okay. In reality, there's a lot of great tips on there. There's certain times we encourage people to burn, typically in the evening when the conditions are a little bit safer. And then, you know, make sure that what you're burning is legal, and then keep an eye on that weather, and then make sure that the area around your fire is free from any flammable material. And then while you're burning, make sure you have a water source, you have some tools. You know, you're not making your fire too big. Make it manageable, something that you can, you know, control under your supervision. Clear that area around that fire break. Make sure nothing's creeping out. Never leave that fire unattended. You know, like I said, a lot of times people will light it, they'll be burning for a couple hours, and then they'll just walk away. And a lot of times those fires will kick up some embers in there and then start a fire as well. And then after you burn, you know, you got to make sure it's out. Those little embers can hide in there for days, even weeks, believe it or not. So making sure that those coals are completely cold, lots of water, stir, and then go back and check it again later.
It's a camping season in Wisconsin. I'm pretty sure most campers in Wisconsin know the rules for their campfires. But for maybe first timers, can you let them know what to make sure they're doing?
Absolutely. And you know what? It's kind of the same rule of thumb. So think of it in terms of that three-step process: before, during, and after. I mean, we've got the Memorial Day weekend this weekend. We're going to have, you know, cooler nights still. So a lot of campfires on the horizon. And, you know, just, you know, if you can, try to kind of have it in the evening, you know, make sure you're around it, keeping it attended, like I said, you know, and then also just, you know, making sure that, the fires are, you know, under your control the entire time. So a lot of times people will maybe have a couple cocktails and then go for a walk or go do something else. You know, a lot of times we see things happen under those circumstances, unfortunately.
Wisconsin has a big fire history, the Peshtigo Fire that happened the same night as the Great Chicago Fire. It was huge and destructive. But we don't have to go back that far. There was that big German Road Fire in Douglas and Bayfield counties in 2013. That's the kind of thing we're worried about here, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think while wildfire events are far fewer in numbers in terms of the window of opportunity for these large scale events, Wisconsin is not safe from a catastrophic fire. You know, these things can happen under the right conditions. You know, in 2013, when the German Road Fire did happen that burned 8,000 acres, you know, that was one of our lower fire years in terms of fire occurrence. You know, it sprinkled that morning. You know, folks thought, oh, things are, you know, not so bad. Unfortunately, you know, a spark in the wrong place at the right time can really result in those events.
What kind of resources are there for people to find out the current fire risk in their local area?
So the DNR does a great job of monitoring the weather conditions, the fuel moistures. You can go to the DNR homepage and search fire, dnr.wi.gov, and we monitor that fire danger every day. We look at those reports in the morning right away and have that fire danger updated every day at 11 a.m. That fire danger can change every day, and we can go from low to high very quickly or high to low very quickly, especially this time of year. So it's really important to not become complacent and think you know what the fire danger was yesterday, because it could be a different story today.
Catherine, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Catherine Cooley, wildfire prevention specialist at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. She talked to us about wildfire prevention here in Wisconsin.